more variety and food and good company, hopefully.
Small business expands at Mosquito Lake, and wavering membership affects private clubs around the country and in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Adam Richard. That news and more up next.
A service club or service organization is a voluntary nonprofit organization where members meet regularly to perform charitable works, either by direct hands-on efforts or by raising money for other organizations. Service clubs across the nation have been battling a trend in membership decline. In Haines, the local Elks Club had shut their bar, a private club that aids financially in supporting the lodge, for a short period of time before opening the doors to the bar again. This left some in Haines wondering if the community was in danger of losing a valuable resource. Here is former Exalted Ruler and former District Deputy to the Grand Exalted Ruler, Jim Warner, with more on the situation at the Elks.
Well, I think we're probably in the same boat as a lot of other industries in town, with the higher cost of maintenance and fuel oil and electric and stuff. But we felt that closing the club was not an option, that we needed to be open and to generate more funds instead of trying to cut back. The bar part, the club part, is basically one of the ways we raise money to go into our projects that we put back into the community.
The Elks currently has about 185 members, 30 or 40 of whom no longer live in the area. When asked if membership decline was affecting the Elks Lodge in a similar way to other service clubs around the country, Warner had this to say.
Well, it's been pretty consistent throughout the years that I've been involved. We've had high membership from time to time, and we've had even lower membership than what we have now. You lose the volunteer manpower to put on a lot of the projects.
So what functions does the Elks provide for the community?
We're an organization where community-minded. We donate to the all the youth activities. We give scholarships, people in need, the veterans. We work hand-in-hand with the Legion on several events like Flag Day, Veterans Day. We're bringing the wall. We're helping to bring the wall, the traveling Vietnam wall, to Haines here this year, I believe. And we work hand-in-hand with the Emblem Club, who also is a service organization where, they fund, have scholarships, donate to all kinds of different projects. We work hand-in-hand with them. They work hand-in-hand with us.
The Elks Lodge is one of a handful of facilities in Haines with banquet capabilities and an industrial kitchen. The hall can be rented out for parties or weddings, as well as used for fundraisers for people in need, though a prior written request is required for any donations made by the lodge. They will be hosting the Alcan banquet this year. They also put on two dinners a week that are open to the public.
Hamburgers on Friday, and Tuesdays we have tacos, Taco Tuesday, and which we've just started back up here. Those are two that we do in-house.
If you are interested in becoming an Elk or finding out more about what they do, Warner said to simply ask an Elk member. He said Elks are very proud of what they do in the community and are usually quite knowledgeable about all the programs they are involved with. You can also contact the Elks Lodge at 766-2289.
There's a new smell in the air out the road.
Yeah, it's rather tempting.
The smell of baked pies, pastries, cookies, and pizza, says Charlotte Walter at Mosquito Lake's Moose Valley Mercantile.
Well, I'm getting so I'm a little more immune to it.
Charlotte, with a couple of the Chilkat Valley's best-known commercial bakers, are teaming up in a local small business expansion that is not that close to the nearest population hub. It's at Mosquito Lake, about 27 miles from Haines.
The Mystic Moose. That's the name of the Alaskan Bush Bistro. That's in the back.
In the back of Moose Valley Mercantile, which Charlotte Walter and Yvette Graham are now leasing from owner Jan Merriman. The General Mercantile store, located off the Haines Highway, originally opened in the early 1990s.
And we're just sprucing it up a bit, adding a few more things, trying to bring our prices down some, and more variety and food and good company, hopefully.
The upgrades include expanded hours, rearrangement of the shopping area, a new sitting area for dining in, and menu additions like takeout pizza and baked goods that might taste familiar. Yvette Graham is the baker that made 33 Mile Pies famous.
I've heard people say, when is she going to start making her sweet rolls? So we've got several different kinds of sweet rolls.
And Rusty Gooden's pastry skills have been on display at Burritos and Haynes, among other places.
It's pretty much his kitchen. And he's baking wonderful things. He's got fresh bread and pastries, and there's usually something that smells good and tastes good going on out here.
The shop, located about a quarter mile down Mosquito Lake Road off the Haines Highway, looks different too. They have one table with chairs so far for people who use the counter service.
We do have some seating, and we're working at getting a couple more tables and some chairs. We're going for the funky look. We have increased the lighting because it was pretty dark in here, and we've changed the shelving around and brought in smaller items, not just Costco, but some smaller things. And we are going to continue to change as people ask us for, you know, tell us what they'd like to have in here.
That's exactly where the expansion came from, ideas from people who live nearby. Charlotte says the shop gets a mix of winter locals, about 20 every day or so, and then a constant stream of seasonal workers and tourists in the summer.
Yeah, we're trying to keep the things in here that the locals like to have, and also put some things in here that people passing through would need, you know, toothbrushes, toothpaste, things like that in case they run out, and campers. We'll try and keep the heli skiers happy when they're up here, keep them warm and fed. And in the summer, we'll just try and change with the seasons and meet the needs that the people have who are coming through.
The locals are noticing the changes already. The new pizzeria sold 13 pizzas last Thursday. And Walter says the agreement came at a good time for those involved, too.
Well, Jan was tired of doing this and wanted to go down south and enjoy the sunshine and didn't really want to deal with it anymore. And I was interested in doing something where I could stay a little closer to home. And I'm getting old, and it's time to slow down just a little bit. And I thought this would kind of slow down a little bit. I may have been wrong, but it takes a lot of stress off not having to drive into town all the time. That road can be treacherous.
Moose Valley Mercantile will continue to compile community orders once a month from a bulk and natural foods distributor that delivers dry goods via the barge. The store also maintains a book exchange located on site. They plan to add soup, sandwiches, paninis, calzones, and eventually an outdoor picnic table, and will consider other business ideas from people.
People are welcome to let us know what they'd like to see. We're probably not going to do French fries in that, but probably just soup, sandwiches. Of course, you never know what'll happen. It gets big. We might add on. There's places we can add on both sides.
Moose Valley Mercantile and its new addition, the Mystic Moose Alaska Bush Bistro and Pizzeria, are located on Mosquito Lake Road, about a quarter mile off the Haines Highway. They're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day but Sunday, when they operate from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They take pizza orders noon to 7 p.m. Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday, and 3 to 7 during the week. The phone number is 767-5738. Charlotte says hours are subject to change. They could open even earlier in the summers if the need arises, as long as it doesn't interrupt the slower-paced lifestyle Walter appreciates about the neighborhood.
For sure, 7 to 7 every day but Sunday. We take it a little easier on Sunday. Got to have to sleep in one day a week, you know.
Haines Glacier Bears took on the Sitka Wolves over the weekend, the girls on the Haines home court and the boys traveling to Sitka. It proved to be a rough start for the local teams, with Sitka taking the win in the four varsity games played Friday and Saturday. The JV girls, however, redeemed the green and white with two wins against Sitka, 52-47 in overtime on Friday and 38-29 on Saturday. Haynes boys JV didn't play over the weekend with too few players to compete in Sitka. Boys varsity played two games against the Wolves, losing 33-71 on Friday and 38-65 on Saturday. Tyler Swinton was the high scorer on both nights. Lyle Huff announced the game and said it was a number of fouls that helped empower Sitka in their first conference games of the season.
They just couldn't get anything together offensively as the Sitka Wolves just kept putting on more and more pressure. And, of course, a lot of fouls on the Glacier Bears side of things here. As most everybody who got in the ballgame at least collected up a couple of fouls. The Sitka Wolves are 7-0 overall for their season, so they've had a strong start to their season.
That leaves the Haynes boys 2-2 in conference play this season. Sitka boys are 2-0 in conference. At home, the Glacier Bears girls varsity lost to Sitka 30-63 on Friday and 35-41 on Saturday. The team next takes on Wrangell Wolves on Friday with the girls away and the boys team at home. The Skagway Panthers are on a basketball tour of Prince of Wales Island this week with games against Thorne Bay, Klawock, and Heidelberg running Wednesday through Monday. Stay tuned to KHNS on evenings this week for live broadcasting from the island. This is Tara Bicknell with Adam Richard for KHNS News.